After weeks of speculation and some early announcements, the 2026 budget is finally out in the wild. So who are the winners and losers? Let's start with the winners. First home buyers and young Australians are one of the key winners, with the Treasurer finally setting out the government's plan to curb negative gearing and wind back the capital gains tax discount.
We'll limit negative gearing for residential property to new builds from July next year. And we're replacing the 50% capital gains tax discount with inflation-adjusted indexation to restore the taxation of real gains.
Working Australians, yes, that sounds like a big group, are winners with a brand new $250 tax cut starting in 2027-28, which means you won't see it in your pocket until July 2028, and it will cost the budget $6.4 billion over 4 years. And more than 6 million low to middle income Australians are in the winners camp thanks to an instant $1,000 tax deduction. Elderly Australians are also on the winning team, with 5,000 residential aged care beds to help move the elderly out of hospital. And speaking of health, the budget includes a record extra $25 billion towards public hospitals under a new 5-year funding deal with the states, as well as money for medicine.
We're also investing $5.9 billion to list more medicines on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, so Australians continue to access life-changing medicines at cheaper prices.
And defence is a big winner in this year's budget, with an additional $53 billion, which will be spent on defence over the next decade, including a $14 billion lift in spending in the next 4 years. As for the losers in this year's budget, investors with multiple properties will no longer benefit from the 50% capital gains tax discount. However, the changes don't apply till 2027, so that will mostly affect future investors. It's a similar story with landlords who benefit from negative gearing. They'll still be able to do that on properties they already own, but from now on, negative gearing will be only allowed on new builds. And there's those with family trusts. The government is closing loopholes that currently allow trusts to be used as vehicles for reducing tax. And we've known for a while that many on the NDIS are losers this budget as part of the government's bid to make savings. NDIS Minister Mark Butler had already announced 160,000 people will be removed from the scheme.